Before that, however, I want you to briefly examine something else. And this is Mahaprajapati's behaviour after the Buddha's departure from Kapilavastu. That is to say, after her request had been refused, after the Buddha's initial refusal. What does she do? Well, as we've seen, she gets her hair cut off. She dons the saffron robes. And she sets off for Vaishali with a number of Shakyan women. She stands outside the porch of the hall of the peaked gable. So what is she doing? Well, it seems that she's trying to force the Buddha's hand. We might even say that she's trying to present the Buddha with a fait accompli. After all, she's left home. She's shaved her head. She's donned the saffron robe. So she is, in effect, now a nun. So the Buddha might as well accept the situation, apparently. He might as well permit her to do what she had, in fact, already done. Now, the fait accompli is a very interesting phenomenon. Some people believe in getting their own way in this manner, by means of the fait accompli. I remember that I had someone of this kind staying with me in Kalimpong once. So I was able to study the phenomenon at first hand. I have to admit that this particular person gave me, on his arrival, fair warning that he was a great believer in the fait accompli. In fact, he seemed to be rather proud of the fact. Huh? But perhaps I didn't take him seriously enough. Perhaps I didn't take his warning seriously enough. Huh? Because one day he did present me with a fait accompli. And it was in connection with the Shramanera ordination. He presented me with a situation which I had, inverted commas, to accept, though I was in fact quite unwilling to do so. However, on that occasion, I learned my lesson, and I never gave him the opportunity of presenting me with a fait accompli again, though he tried very hard. In future, I was always careful to be just one move, just one step ahead. But that is another story to be related, I hope, in the course of volume 2 of my memoirs. So what is the essence of the fait accompli? The fait accompli consists in creating a situation in which the other person or persons is in effect deprived of their power of choice, their power of decision. I say in effect because they are not actually deprived of it. But a situation is created in which they can exercise that power only at the cost of a great deal of trouble, a great deal even of unpleasantness. The fait accompli therefore involves an element of what we may even describe as emotional blackmail. We can all think of examples of this kind of thing, I'm sure. The fait accompli is thus a form of coercion, which means, of course, that it's a form of violence, and hence completely out of place in the spiritual life. If you present someone with a fait accompli, you are not treating them as an individual. But this is what Mahaprajapati did. She tried to present the Buddha with a fait accompli. She tried to force his hand. Her desire to go forth was no doubt sincere, but it seems that in this connection she did not treat the Buddha with very much respect. Not only that, we are told that she stood outside the porch, sad, sorrowful, weeping and wailing. Now one can perhaps understand her being sad and sorrowful, but what about the weeping and wailing? It seems she'd been weeping and wailing all the way from Kapilavastu. It would seem that she was simply trying to get her own way in a rather childish fashion. And we can contrast this with the attitude of Ananda. Ananda argues with the Buddha. He prepares his ground. He gives reasons why women should be permitted to go forth from home into the homeless life. what is the result? The Buddha is unable to resist his request. He's unable to resist reason, unable to resist argument. And surely this part of the episode is of some significance. The fait accompli, in fact, fails, as it always does in the long run. It's only successful in the short run. Emotional blackmail fails. Attempted coercion fails. Reason, suffused with sympathy, succeeds. Mahaprajapati herself fails to gain her point, but Ananda gains it for her.